Lord, thank you for what you want to accomplish here today. I thank you for the angel of the Lord that's here. And I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. I ask that you would open up your word to us. Father, you said in the book of Psalms 130 that the entrance of your word brings light. So let the light of your word be revealed to us today. Give people ears to hear and eyes to see. Lord, I ask again for words from heaven that change the earth. Words from heaven that change earth. Without you, I can't do anything, but with you, we can do all things. And thank you for all the gifts of the Spirit being in operation. Glorify your Son in this room. And let every assignment and every purpose for this meeting be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I just want to proclaim to you today that the Lord is doing marvelous things in this season.
Solo quiero decirte que el Señor está haciendo cosas grandes en este tiempo.
And that this is the one of the most wonderful seasons to be alive for the people of God.
Ese es la mejor tiempo de estar vivos.
I don't wish I was born in any other time.
Yo no quería haber nacido en otro tiempo.
Because God is the one who chooses and appoints the times and the seasons in which He brought us to the earth.
Porque Dios escoge los tiempos y porque estamos aquí.
And so we are here for a particular purpose.
Nos trajo por un propósito.
And I thought of a few things that the Lord has just been speaking to me over this last season.
Estaba pensando sobre lo que Dios había dicho en el último tiempo.
And one is on August the 12th.
Y una fue en agosto 12.
That's your birthday. Okay. Well, it's a good day. August the 12th.
Agosto 12.
The Lord spoke to me and He said, we're in a defining season for the people of God.
Y me dijo que...
defining season.
Era un tiempo definido para la gente de Dios.
I didn't even know there's a definition of this, but there was. Defining moment or season is the point at which the essential nature, it's a point at which the essential character of a people is revealed.
Es un punto donde el carácter de una persona se revela.
Groups of people.
Grupo de personas.
And I believe that this is a time.
Yo creo que es en ese tiempo.
Where the essential character and nature of the people of God is going to rise up.
Es donde yo creo que el carácter de las personas va a crecer más.
And I felt to touch something else this morning, but I want to give it this backdrop before we jump into that.
Y yo quería decir algo esta mañana, pero antes vamos a empezar aquí.
I want to give this backdrop before we say that.
Y quiero regresar a esto antes de entrar ahí.
And it's this, that the understanding of what I feel like the Lord wants us to look at this morning.
Y yo creo que lo que quiere que entendamos en esta tarde.
Cannot, it can't be understood without this foundation to your life.
No se puede entender si no digo esta fundación en nuestra en la vida.
And it's found in Matthew 13.
Y se puede encontrar en Mateo capítulo 13.
You can find it other places, but it articulates the point well here. Matthew 13:44. Again,
Mateo
the
king. 13, capítulo.
44 through 46. I'll just read it and then I'll let you read it in Spanish. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for the joy over it goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. And then verse 45, and then he almost kind of repeats the same obviously message there. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
Dice, además, el reino de los cielos es semejante a un tesoro escondido en un campo, el cual un hombre halla y lo esconde de nuevo, y gozoso por ello va y vende lo que tiene y compra aquel campo. También el reino de los cielos es semejante al mercader que busca buenas perlas, que habiendo hallado una perla preciosa, fue y vendió todo lo que tenía y la compró.
Notice in both scenarios,
en estos dos escenarios,
that it was no cost to either person to give everything for the kingdom of God.
No había precio que dar.
The man finds a treasure.
El hombre encuentra un tesoro.
And gives everything he has for that treasure.
Y da todo por ese tesoro.
And it brings him great joy.
Y le trae gozo.
That's a man who understands the value of the kingdom of God.
Ese es un hombre que entiende el precio del reino de Dios.
Second thing is a man, he's looking for something.
Es un hombre que busca por algo.
And then when he founds one piece of what he's looking for,
y cuando encuentra una pieza de lo que está buscando,
sells everything to receive that one piece.
Para recibir solamente esa pieza.
So the point there is, well, one of the points, there's several, but one of the points that's clear.
Un punto que es claro.
The kingdom of God,
que el reino de Dios,
is worth everything you have.
Que vale todo lo que tiene.
And everything that you have ever wanted in life or you were designed to receive was always meant to be found in the kingdom of God.
Y todo lo que quieres en esta vida o lo que deseas solamente se puede encontrar si estás en el reino de Dios.
Your greatest delight as a human being was always to be found in the kingdom of God.
Todo lo que tú deseas solamente lo puedes encontrar si estás en el reino de Dios.
That's why if you're not in the kingdom of God, you're looking to have your needs met outside of the kingdom of God.
Por eso si no estás en el reino de Dios, buscas tus deseos afuera del reino de Dios.
Because you're a human being.
Porque eres un ser humano.
So you are created and designed to have your deepest needs met inside the kingdom of God.
Por eso tus deseos y lo que quieres lo tienes que buscar en el reino de Dios.
So you're deep, you're created and you are created to function a certain way.
Fuiste creado para funcionar de cierta manera.
And so if it's not functioning correctly, you will look for things in this world that cannot meet that need, but you will still look to it over and over again to meet those needs.
Si algo no está funcionando bien, tú lo buscas afuera para tratar de que funcione, pero no va a funcionar.
And so and also the kingdom of God was never meant to be understood by a casual seeker.
Y el reino de Dios no se puede entender solo por un secreto.
Some of the most frustrated people in the world are people who have become born again.
Las personas más frustradas son las personas que no han nacido de nuevo.
No, they have become born again.
Okay, han nacido de nuevo.
But they have not put God first place, or do not make an intentional choice to put God first place over and over again.
Pero que no han puesto Dios primero.
And first place in their life.
En primer lugar en su vida.
Because they have a taste of God.
Porque tienen el sabor de Dios.
But they're trying to add God to their dysfunction.
Pero quieren
tratar, or include God in their dysfunction.
Pero quieren incluir a Dios en sus errores o en sus disuser.
And so that leads us to this very important life point.
Y nos llegan a este punto de la vida.
Very important.
Muy importante.
God has given you a new life.
Dios te ha dado una nueva vida.
But he's also given you a whole new way of living called the kingdom of God.
Y te ha dado otra vida que se llama, que es el reino de Dios.
But here's the other really important point. This is where it gets exciting.
Y esto es donde se pone más.
The kingdom of God was supposed to run the world.
El reino de Dios debe de reinar en el mundo.
The kingdom of God was designed to run the world that we live in.
El reino de Dios es de que debería estar ahorita allá afuera en el.
The kingdom of God was created to run the world.
El reino de Dios debería estar corriendo ahorita en el mundo.
And so when you live correctly in the kingdom of God, you actually have the greatest authority in the world.
Por eso si vives con Dios, tienes la mayor autoridad.
Jesus displayed this. It was brilliant. Beyond brilliant. Genius level. They're fishing in a lake.
Están pescando en un lago.
They haven't caught anything.
No han pescado nada.
They get one word of knowledge from Jesus.
Reciben una palabra de Jesús.
Notice what he told us. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
Pero dice la Biblia que no solo de pan vivirá el hombre, sino de toda palabra.
So he gives them a word.
Entonces le dice una palabra.
They do the word. Well, they don't fully do it, but they do the word. And when they do the word, they're in the same place that they didn't catch anything.
Cuando hacen el trabajo, llegan al mismo lugar y no agarran nada.
And now they have more than enough.
Después tienen más que suficiente.
The kingdom of God was created to run the world.
El reino de Dios fue creado para correr el mundo.
And so when you understand and you can connect with how God relates to you and how the kingdom of God functions in this world, you put God on display.
Entonces cuando tú entiendes cómo trabaja el reino de Dios, ellos ven a Dios en ti.
And that leads me to actually what I was trying to get to. And that is this.
Entonces eso me lleva a lo que yo quería decir.
That a simple, you know, it's fascinating, right? My life is my personal life, my public ministry.
Mi vida personal, mi vida de ministerio.
It's really just made up on these simple things that God says to me.
Solamente es creado por cosas simples que Dios me ha dicho.
They're not really that simple. They're incredibly complex, but they're really simple in the same way.
Son compuestas, pero son simples al mismo tiempo.
And he just gave me this simple. Well, stay focused. I had this other thought on that, but the point was this. He said,
el punto es,
the people of God,
la gente de Dios,
must dream in this time.
Tiene que soñar en este tiempo.
And I wanted to lead with that backdrop.
Quería regresar a eso.
Because if you talk in this context,
porque si hablas en este contexto,
it always has to be built out of the foundation of the kingdom of God becoming primary place in your life.
Tiene que ver con el reino de Dios que tiene que estar en primer lugar.
No aspect of God can work unless that's a settled issue in your life. No aspect of God can work unless putting first the kingdom of God is a settled issue in your life.
Ningún aspecto puede trabajar si no pones al reino de Dios primero.
And so the ability to partner with God and dream with God,
la habilidad de trabajar con Dios,
and dream with God,
soñar con Dios,
has to always be out of that context.
Tiene que ser con el mismo concepto.
Because it's only out of that context that you can approach co-laboring with the Lord properly.
Porque va junto y puede trabajar.
It's only in the context of putting God first.
Solamente en el contexto
of putting God first,
primero,
that you can dream with God properly.
De que puedes soñar con Dios.
If it's not a settled issue,
si no es un problema arreglado,
then you will always it will become perverted in expression.
Se va a convertir en una expresión pervertida.
Because then you'll begin to see it through a lens set of the world system and the way the world thinks.
Porque lo vas a manejar de en otro lente diferente de cómo el mundo lo ve.
Let's look at Genesis 37.
Vamos a ver en Génesis 37.
Few things about that I want to look at. Genesis 37, we won't read it, we'll just talk about it.
Génesis 37, vamos, no lo vamos a leer, sino vamos a hablar.
Joseph.
José.
One of my favorite 100 characters in Scripture.
Uno de mis personajes favoritos. De los 100 que hay más de la Biblia.
And you'll see, I encourage you to read it as your homework this week.
Y tu tarea va a ser leer.
To read Genesis 37 this week.
Para leer Génesis 37 esta semana.
And Joseph,
José.
We read here, the first thing you notice about him.
Leemos lo primero que vemos aquí de él.
Is that he is loved and he is favored by his father.
Que su padre lo amaba y que era el favorito de él.
You'll also see in his upbringing.
También vemos que cuando él va creciendo.
In his upbringing, the family he is brought up in.
De que cuando él es traído a esa familia.
Is the environment that he will live in as an adult.
Es el mismo,
Joseph's father is a very wealthy man.
Es el mismo ambiente con el que va a crecer, con el que va a crecer, como el que vivió.
But you'll understand there that he is loved and he is favored by his father.
Pero ahí vemos que él es amado y él es favorito de su padre.
By simply being the youngest born of his father.
Por simplemente ser el más pequeño de su papá.
There was not anything about Joseph that we see from that he did himself that could merit him the favor that he has with his father, his natural father.
No vemos otra cosa que haya hecho solamente porque él era el pequeño.
And the favor is a really important part about dreaming with God. The favor of God is a very important part about dreaming with God.
El favor es algo muy grande para
to co-labor with the Lord.
Para colaborar con Dios.
Properly, you have to understand properly the context by which you can co-labor with the Lord, and that context is favor with God.
El favorito de Dios.
And in that context of favor, because favor is connected with the blessing of the Lord.
Y el favor siempre está conectado con Dios.
Because the favor is preferential treatment. It is a token bestowed by God, given to humanity who is in Christ.
Es una conexión y que también es dada a la humanidad que está en Cristo.
And so he gets his favor based on not anything that he does on his own.
Ese favor no la agarra por las cosas que él hace por sí solo.
You also see that the favor that he has does not mean he is exempt from difficulty.
Y ese favor que tiene tampoco no lo va a ayudar en una dificultad.
The favor is what causes him to overcome the difficulty.
El favor es lo que hace que
to overcome the challenge, to overcome the difficulty.
Que pase la dificultad.
And so he has a challenge from his own brothers because he is favored by his father, and in that place of favor he has a dream from God.
Entonces él es el favorito y tiene un problema con sus hermanos Y después viene el sueño.
Remember who gives Joseph his dream.
¿Quién le dio el sueño a José?
Who gave Joseph his dream?
¿Quién le dio el sueño a José?
Who gave Joseph his dream? Who gave Joseph his dream?
¿Quién le dio?
That's not a small point. Because God's purposes for people.
Dios tiene un propósito para su gente.
God's purposes for people are always connected to his purpose for the earth.
El propósito que Dios tiene para la gente siempre está conectada con el propósito que tiene para el mundo.
The dream, part of the dream,
parte del sueño,
is to fulfill and be faithful to God's word to his chosen people, Israel.
Para ser lleno y para que sean lleno como el pueblo de Israel.
And there's a so the point being, there is a larger picture at place when God speaks to people.
Entonces hay una foto más grande cuando Dios habla a su gente.
I was thinking about this yesterday.
Estaba pensando en esto ayer.
This is about to, I just sometimes these interesting moments where I have these thoughts. And I was getting ready to minister yesterday.
Estaba a punto de ministrar ayer.
And I just had this thought of this man who
entonces,
preached the gospel when I was in college.
Entonces tuve un pensamiento sobre un hombre que predicaba en mi colegio.
And I thought, I always remember the message he preached.
Y siempre me recuerdo del mensaje que predicaba.
Not the text, but the story he shared.
No del texto, pero sino de una historia que nos decía.
Because that day changed my life.
Porque ese día cambió mi vida.
No, I'm not even, there's no exaggeration, my whole life changed in one day.
Entonces mi vida cambió en un día. Toda mi vida cambió en un día.
Maybe he thought, I'm just going to go preach to these college kids today.
A lo mejor él pensó, voy a hablar con estos estudiantes del colegio.
And I'm sure God gave him that message.
Y yo siento, yo sé que Dios le dio ese mensaje.
He's thinking, and I think this sometimes.
Entonces pienso en esto.
He's thinking, God gave me this message, I'm going to preach it to these people.
Yo pienso que él pensó que él nomás iba a decir ese mensaje.
But the words,
pero las palabras,
he's speaking,
estaba hablando,
is changing. I'm sure probably there were other people.
A lo mejor había otras personas.
But it literally,
pero literalmente,
changed my eternal destiny.
Cambió mi vida eterna.
Changed my family's destiny.
Cambió el destino de mi familia.
Probably not standing in front of these nice people here today if I don't hear words from heaven.
Si no escucho palabras del cielo, a lo mejor no estaría aquí.
So you living in your purpose,
entonces tú viviendo en tu propósito,
is connected every day to changing eternal destinies on the earth.
Está conectado para cambiar destinos en este mundo.
That's one day.
Eso es un día.
One day.
Un día.
One message.
Un mensaje.
Changing generations.
Cambiando generaciones.
So Joseph's purpose is connected.
Entonces, el propósito de José está conectado.
To God's purpose for the world.
Con el propósito de Dios que tiene para el mundo.
God is not American in how he thinks.
Dios no es americano y como piensa.
He's got all these human beings called people.
Él tiene mucha gente que se llama seres humanos.
That he's like trying to put them together like chess pieces in the world.
Que quiere ponerlos juntos como ajedrez.
Go to Wellspring Fellowship from Roanoke today. God, it's a long trip. I got, how many kids you got? How many kids you guys have? Yeah. Five. That's a lot of kids to get in a car. Oh, well, that's right. Congratulations. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But
pero,
when the kingdom of heaven
cuando el reino de los cielos,
is like a man
es como un hombre,
who sold all that he had.
Que vendió todo lo que tenía.
So there's all these eternal things connected to purpose.
Entonces hay muchas cosas internas conectadas con un propósito.
And now you also notice about his dream.
Entonces, él se acuerda de su sueño.
The dream,
el sueño,
is not a wimpy dream.
No era un
it's not a little dream.
No era cualquier sueño, no era un sueño real.
And there's no way.
No había forma.
That Joseph is ever going to be able to pull off that dream.
Que José hubiera podido creer ese sueño.
Joseph cannot go to Virginia Tech.
José no puede ir a Virginia
Tech. Any school. He definitely didn't go to Virginia Tech, but that's just a side point.
A cualquier colegio.
He can't go to a school.
No puede ir a una escuela.
He can't network enough. Can't connect with the right people.
No puede conectarse con la,
to ever make that come to pass.
Para que algo así pueda suceder.
So your purpose in God,
entonces, tu propósito en Dios,
can only be fulfilled if he does it.
Solamente puede ser cumplido si él lo hace.
If you're a believer,
si tú eres un creyente,
and your vision for your life.
La visión para tu vida.
I hope you have a vision for your life because you're going to be held accountable.
Ojalá que tú tengas una visión sobre tu vida.
Maybe that would be a start for some of you.
A lo mejor eso será un comienzo para algunos de aquí.
If you don't have a life vision,
si no tienes una visión
para tu vida,
para tu vida,
a God vision for your life,
una visión de Dios para tu vida,
you're probably not going to get there.
A lo mejor no vas a llegar ahí.
If you're like, well, I don't really know what to do. Here's how you start.
Muchos dicen, no sé qué hacer.
Your life, listen to me. Listen to me with this one.
Escúchame.
Your life will go well.
Tu vida irá bien.
If you live your life putting God first place.
Si vives tu vida poniendo a Dios primero.
If you have a fellowship with God.
Si tienes una comunión con Dios, una,
if you connect with the bigger community,
si te conectas con una comunidad más grande,
if you do those things,
si haces esas cosas,
and a few others,
oh, y otros más,
which I won't mention,
que no
you'll begin to have a vision from God.
Tendrás una visión de parte de Dios.
Now, you know, if you don't know where to start,
si no sabes dónde empezar,
just have a vision for fellowship with God.
Solamente tiene la visión de adorar a Dios.
Years ago, I developed a plan of fellowship with God.
Yo hice un plan para servirle a Dios.
No, not to serve God, to have a fellowship with God.
Para adorar a Dios.
It's amazing. People plan 20 years, right? 20 years for retirement, you know. Americans are obsessed with doing nothing anyway, so it's really true. It's really true. Thank God I don't have parents like that. Anyway, but people plan for everything else, but they don't plan for their life in God.
La gente planea otras para otras cosas, pero para Dios no.
So start there.
Entonces empieza ahí.
And if you start there,
y si empiezas ahí,
and you think, well, you know, I can do this, and you know, I can. A few years, I'll do this, and then, you know, then I'll, you know, then I'm going to go to heaven someday. You're living way below what God intended you to live. Let me put it this way: you cannot intellectualize your destiny.
Tú no puedes intelectualizar tu destino.
And go like, yeah, you know, if you think you can like handle it, then you are not living properly with God.
Si tú crees que tú puedes hacerlo por ti mismo, no estás viviendo como.
Your own gifts, your own talents, you're like, I can do that, you know, and I'll go keep going to Wellspring, and I like the prayer meeting. That's not going to work correctly.
No va a servir correctamente.
Because God's purpose for your life can only really be accomplished through faith in Him.
Porque el propósito de Dios solamente puede ser cumplido si tienes fe en Él.
Now you'll notice Joseph is not a bystander in his destiny.
José no es un,
he's not waiting for God to do things.
Él no está esperando para que Dios haga algo.
God is the one who's got to fulfill it.
Él lo tiene, Dios lo tiene que cumplir.
But he's the one who's got to steward the day and be faithful to believe that God would fulfill it.
Pero él tiene que tener la fe para que Dios lo cumpla.
He goes through this thing called process.
Y tiene, él va por algo que se llama propósito.
Now this is why this is important. I made the back point of putting God first. This is why I emphasized the original point this morning.
Por eso pasé por decir el punto original esta mañana.
Because if God is first place in your life,
porque si Dios es en primer lugar en tu vida,
you are positioning yourself properly.
Estás posicionando bien.
And the circumstances in your life are now allowed to be used as pieces that propel you forward in your destiny.
Y ahora son piezas que son puestas para que se cumpla tu propósito.
What's he doing for 16 years?
¿Qué está haciendo por 16 años?
He's stewarding the moment that he's in. He's taking ownership of the moment that he's in.
Él está tomando este...
And God is giving him
y Dios está dando
experience
experiencia
with what he's going to need to fulfill that dream.
Para lo que necesita cuando él llegue a su meta.
What's he doing? He's administrating.
He está empezando a administrar.
What's he going to do when he fulfills that dream? Administrate.
¿Qué va a hacer cuando llegue a ese sueño? Va a administrar.
What's he going to need to step through the door of destiny?
¿Qué va a necesitar para cuando pase la puerta del destino?
He's going to need to interpret a dream.
Necesita que interpretar un sueño.
What does he do while he's in prison?
¿Qué hace cuando está en prisión?
He interprets dreams.
Él interpreta sueños.
And he tries to use it to help him to get out, but it doesn't work.
Y trata de usarlo para salir, pero no la, no.
Now catch this. This is a beautiful part of God.
Esto es algo precioso de Dios.
God allows the cupbearer to forget about him.
El copero del rey se olvidó de él y Dios lo permitió.
Let's think about that.
Quiero que pensemos en eso.
He was unjustly in prison.
Right. Pero él estaba con él en la prisión.
So, let's say the cupbearer remembers, hey, there's this guy in prison. I think there's some DNA evidence that could get him free.
Imagínese si el copero hubiera dicho, este...
Maybe he gets out.
A lo mejor él sale.
And maybe he goes back home.
A lo mejor él va a casa.
Because the Pharaoh doesn't need him in that moment.
Pero era porque Faraón no lo necesitaba en ese momento.
Pharaoh needed him in the moment that he stood in front of him.
Faraón no estaba cuando se paró frente de él.
And he stands in front of him.
Se paró frente de él.
And he becomes the voice of God to him.
Y se convierte en la voz de Dios al frente de él.
Here's the other thing I like about it.
Aquí hay otra cosa que a mí me gusta de esto.
When Joseph
cuando José
interpreta Pharaoh's dream,
el sueño de Faraón,
I encourage you to read it.
Te recomiendo a que lo leas.
Because he tells him this.
Pero que le dice esto.
He said, the dreams,
le dice los sueños,
that Pharaoh had two dreams.
Que Faraón tenía dos sueños.
Joseph had two dreams.
José tenía dos sueños.
And he says, what God has showed you
lo que Dios te ha mostrado
will take place.
Se, se cumplirá.
He doesn't say if you pray about it.
Él lo dijo, si oras.
If you get the intercessors.
Lo dijo, agarra los intercesores.
And fast and pray.
Y que ayunes y
oras. Maybe it won't happen.
A lo mejor no pasará.
He says it's going to happen.
Él dijo, va a pasar.
It will happen.
Dijo, va a pasar.
I don't think he's getting the interpretation in that moment of the word of the Lord.
A lo mejor no agarró la interpretación.
I think he knows.
Pienso que él sabía.
That when he was 17,
que cuando tenía 17,
two dreams.
Tenía dos sueños.
If I stay in faith,
si me mantengo en fe,
God is going to bring this to pass. God will bring this to pass.
Dios va a traer esto al pasado.
There's no question.
No hay pregunta.
I trust God.
Yo creo en Dios.
Think
confío
about
en Dios.
His trust in God is saving people.
Confiar en Dios salva personas.
His ability to dream with God and to dream of impossible things is saving people.
Su habilidad de confiar en Dios y en lo imposible salva a las personas.
By the way, everyone needs a Pharaoh in their life on their way to their dream.
Muchas personas necesitamos un faraón antes de llegar a nuestro cumplimiento.
Everyone does.
Todos lo necesitamos.
But he knows.
Pero él sabe.
God will bring it to pass.
Que Dios lo dejará en el pasado.
God.
Dios.
Wants us to believe.
Quiere que creamos.
That what he has said will come to pass.
De lo que hablamos.
Impossible things.
Cosas imposibles.
To stand in faith.
Mantener en fe.
Let me say something to you.
Déjame decirte algo.
Something really fun that the Lord told me at the beginning of COVID.
Algo que me dijo Dios antes de que empezara el coronavirus.
Remember that first Saturday morning.
Sábado por la mañana.
Of COVID. He says to me.
El primer día dijo.
This doesn't change my plans and purposes for the earth.
Esto no cambia el plan y el propósito que tengo con el mundo.
Think about that.
Piensa en esto.
It's scriptural.
Es en las escrituras.
God has never consulted the enemy for what he wants to do in the earth.
Dios nunca ha consultado al enemigo para lo que quiere hacer con el mundo.
And he's told me over and over again.
Y me lo ha dicho muchas veces.
Get out the prophetic word.
Sal de la palabra profética.
Ask.
Pregunta.
Remember.
Acuérdate.
Put it before me.
Ponlo antes.
What has God said about your life?
Lo que Dios ha hecho. Tu vida.
Because what's happening on the outside, it doesn't mean that we're not unaffected by it. It just affects, it doesn't affect our ability to fulfill what God has said. Get out the prophetic word.
Sal de la palabra profética.
It goes back to this point here. We'll land the plane.
Vamos a terminar.
Said we're in a defining moment.
Vamos a llegar al tiempo definido.
How you posture yourself
¿cómo te posicionas a ti
right now
ahorita
will determine your experience in the next 10 to 12 years.
Determinará tus 10
in the next 10 to 12 years.
De 10 o 12 años.
It's a Numbers 13 moment.
Es el número 13 moment, en el momento.
God told the nation of Israel.
Dios le dijo a la nación de Israel.
Promised land time. It's time to enter the promised land.
Es tiempo de entrar a la tierra de la promesa.
He lets him go look at it.
Él le deja ir a ver.
Notice the whole nation had the prophetic word.
Toda la nación tuvo la palabra profética.
All have access to the same word.
Todos tienen acceso a la misma palabra.
The majority of them see it.
La mayoría lo ve.
What's in the promised land?
Lo que hay en la,
it's very interesting too what their report is. Very interesting.
muy interesante.
Because what they say.
Lo que dice.
One of the things they say is, what God said is true.
Lo que dice, lo que Dios dijo es cierto.
It's a land flowing with milk and honey.
Es una tierra donde fluye leche y miel.
And then also, what they also said was true there.
Y lo que dice también.
Because they said there's giants in the land.
Que hay gigantes en la tierra.
Do you know they weren't lying? They were not lying.
Yo estaba, no estaban mintiendo.
They were very big people.
Había gente muy grande.
They say they're giants. That's actually true. It's not untrue history, what they're saying.
Que hay gigantes en la tierra.
But their problem was not the giants.
Pero el problema no eran los gigantes.
It was an inability to trust God to defeat the giants.
Era una debilidad donde no creían para que ellos vencieran los gigantes.
And you also notice something else.
Y también se dio cuenta de algo más.
God didn't throw them away.
Dios no lo tiró.
But
no lo desechó.
He related to them out of a place of what they believed. He related to them out of a place of what they believed.
Lo sacó de un lugar de lo que creían.
They're like, they're too big.
Están muy grandes.
He said, okay. Since they're too big, go the other way.
Entonces dijo, okay. Entonces, como están muy grandes, vayan al otro lado.
Even though I wanted you to go in.
Aunque yo quería que ellos fueran para adentro.
You're about to go into a desert that I never intended for you.
Van a ir a un desierto donde yo no quería que fueran.
Very interesting.
Muy interesante.
He's like, you don't think I'm big enough.
He's like, okay.
You don't think I'm big enough to defeat these guys.
No piensan que yo soy más grande para vencer estos.
Also, catch something else in their thinking. Catch something else in their thinking.
Agarró algo más pensando.
They didn't think they were worthy enough to receive that promised land.
Ellos no estaban, no sé, para recibir la promesa.
So what does he do?
Entonces, ¿qué hizo?
He makes their provision smaller.
Hace sus provisiones más pequeñas.
He goes, I wanted to give you a promised land, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give you day by day.
Yo quería llevarte a la tierra de la promesa, pero ahora te voy a dar día a día.
Now there's another guy in there, which I want to be like.
Yo, hay otro joven que como otra persona como la que yo quiero.
He was young when it started.
Él estaba joven cuando empezó.
Caleb. His name was Caleb.
Se llama Caleb.
What happened to Caleb?
¿Qué pasó con él?
Caleb says, we're well able to go up and possess the land.
Vamos a llegar y poseer esa tierra.
I love it when they go in to the promised land.
Me gusta cuando van en a la tierra de la promesa.
Caleb says to Joshua.
Caleb le dijo a Josué.
I'm as strong as I was 40 years ago.
Estoy fuerte como estaba hace 40 años.
I believe he didn't waste time even in 40 years. And he receives what was promised him, but something else really good happens in Joshua 1.
Algo también pasa en Josué 1.
Remember they went out and scouted the land again?
Fueron a ver la tierra de nuevo.
What does the prostitute tell them, the scouts?
¿Qué le dijo la prostituta a los vigilantes?
We heard about what your God was doing.
Escuchamos de lo que Dios estaba haciendo.
And we were ready to be defeated, basically.
Y estábamos
paraphrase.
Para ser derrotados.
In their hearts,
en sus corazones,
they saw giants.
Vieron gigantes.
And these giants were already defeated.
Y esos gigantes ya estaban venciendo.
Think about what you miss.
Piensa en lo que.
What you miss when you don't stay in faith.
Lo que te pierdes cuando no estás en la fe.
God already had a victory for them.
Dios ya tenía una victoria para ellos.
They couldn't connect with that trust.
No se podía conectar con esa fe.
And so victory,
entonces, la victoria
was aborted for them. Was aborted for them.
Fue abortada por él.
But provision was already made.
Pero la provisión ahora fue
for hecho. Victory was already made.
La victoria ya fue hecha.
Also notice,
entonces, también,
the scouts with the evil report.
Los vigilantes con el reporte.
They cause a whole nation to come into unbelief.
Causaron que toda nación fuera destruida.
They defiled a whole nation because of their evil report.
Destruyeron una nación por lo que dijeron.
Your inability to dream with God defiles people around you. That's a strong word, but it's true. Your inability to dream with God defiles people around you.
Define de tu gente alrededor.
Why?
¿Por qué?
You're here to serve people.
Porque estás aquí para servir a la gente.
And you cannot serve people properly unless you are co-laboring with God properly.
No puedes servir a gente si no puedes colaborar bien con Dios.
Final thought here. We'll find a bunch of thoughts here.
Pensamientos finales.
You'll be judged.
Serás juzgado.
Not for what you're doing.
No por lo que estás haciendo.
You will not be judged as a church attender.
No serás juzgado. Serás juzgado por ser un miembro.
You'll not be judged because you speak in tongues.
No serás juzgado.
That's good though. It's good to go to church. It's good to speak in tongues. Every day. You'll not be judged for being on the worship team. You'll not be judged by any of that stuff. Unless
solamente
you did it as part of your service to a generation. And you're not judged for the things you do.
No serás juzgado por las cosas que haces.
You'll be judged for the things he called you to do.
Serás juzgado por las cosas que él te mandó hacer.
You don't be you're not judged by the things you do.
No serás juzgado por lo que haces.
You'll be judged by the things he called you to do.
Serás juzgado por lo que él te mandó hacer.
You'll not be judged by the things you do.
No serás juzgado por lo que haces.
You'll be judged by the things he called you to do.
Serás juzgado por lo que él te mandó hacer.
There are some things that I've even done in ministry. There's some things I've even done in ministry that I did it with the wrong attitude, so that's going to be burned up on Judgment Day.
Que hice con un mal carácter, pero sería
not worth
era
anything.
El día del juicio.
You'll be judged.
Serás juzgado.
For the things he called you to do. You'll also be judged if you did them with the right heart.
Y serás juzgado por si lo hiciste con un buen corazón.
Here's a scripture to ponder in your purpose. Proverbs 22:29.
Proverbios 22:29.
Do you see a man who excels in his work?
¿Ves un hombre que
you see a man who excels in his work, he will not stand before ordinary people, but he will stand before kings. There's no such word in Scripture as mediocre. There's no such word in Scripture as middle class. There's no such word of those in Scripture. Because you're called to live a life that excels and that puts God on display. It's so beautiful what God wants to produce to your life. People should look at your life and go, that is way beyond someone who just goes to a building on a Sunday and sings some songs. Right. So, my encouragement to you today.
Entonces,
is to dream with God.
Les digo que sueñen con Dios.
Have a vision for your life.
Tengan una visión para su vida.
You receive this word?
Reciben esta palabra.
If you receive it, please stand to your feet.
Si la reciben, por
God wants to do miracles today.
Dios quiere hacer milagros.
Grab your weapons. With the armor.